You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro-Grade Flashing Tape.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, I want to say thanks for the platform, and I got a great story to tell you. I've called a couple times, actually three times before this, and I basically messed up and telling my story, kind of nervous and everything, so, and I'm at work, so it doesn't make it any better. But anyway, well, my name's Greg, and I have a great story. Back in the late 90s, I was in the Air Force, and I had a buddy that was in the Air Force with me, and we stayed in the same barracks room, and this is in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and he, even though he was from Korea and I was from Ohio, he had cousins that lived in the area. They lived in Clarksville, Tennessee. Well, his cousins and his cousin's friends wanted to take these big, bad, tough Air Force guys, which was me and him, out in the middle of the night to some old abandoned school out in the middle of the country in Tennessee. And we were down for it. We were down for an adventure. You know, we're tough and et cetera. Well, I had a phone, and that was in the late 90s. So if you remember, they weren't very sophisticated at the time. All it had was a little antenna that pulled up. It did, however, have a key guard. That's significant with this story. Anyway, so we get to this old abandoned school in the middle of the night, and it was creepy. It was very creepy. We've seen a bunch of rolling hills, an old, real old school, and we pulled up to it, and we went into the school, and we sat in the auditorium for a little while. And then we went up to a stage and got up on the stage, and we climbed up the ladder into this like dressing area in the stage. It's kind of hidden, and it's a tiny little room, and it had pentagrams, it had burnt debris, looked like feathers. I can't really say, you know, it looked like any kind of sacrifice was going on, but or had gone on, but it reminded you of it. I know there were burnt feathers at the least, and who knows? Well, there were shelves that came out, and that's what they were on. the burnt debris and stuff. So who knows? You know, it may have been kids goofing around, or it may have been something sadistic. Either way, it was creepy, and it set the tone. And my buddy and I, we climbed back down and started talking, and we started getting scared. This feeling came over us very, very, you couldn't quite put your finger on it, but it was very ominous, I guess is the best word. And we talked and talked until we said, we need to get out of here, because it was real. It was very scary, I guess is the best way to put it. So if they took us there to scare us, it worked. We wanted out. We went out, and we ended up leaving the area, went into this little courtyard into another building. And in that little tiny building, there was more graffiti, or whatever you want to call it, of evil stuff, like upside down crosses and pentagrams and just curse word, you name it. Again, who knows who put that on there, but it didn't help when the feeling was already there. Did not get any reception. The antenna did not work. There was no reception inside that school or in that area. Now, when we got out, which we did real soon after that, the reception came back. It was kind of weird. So anyway, a couple weeks went by. Him and I decided to go to Nashville, Tennessee one night during the week just to get out. And so we got out and we came back, and we get through the guard shack and get back onto the military installation. And we get into our parking lot, and we're gathering up all our stuff. And all of a sudden it hit me. And I don't know what it was. Well, let me explain. We're sitting there getting everything together, and this feeling that I've never felt before in my entire life came over me. And it was the worst feeling I've ever had. And looking back on it now, I'm a 41-year-old man now, so looking back on it now, it's like a combination of pure fear, evil, and like a panic attack or something about to happen all at the same time. And I looked over at my friend. He goes, man, it looks like you've seen a ghost. And I go, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. He goes, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Well, I was worried about it because I couldn't tell what was wrong with me. It felt like on the inside of me wasn't right, and I couldn't explain it. And the feeling kept growing and growing and growing, and something told me to, you know, check my phone. Now, my phone, before we left for Nashville, I held the key guard down for 4 seconds to set the key guard, because those phones back then, if you didn't do that and it accidentally called some number or something, it would give you roaming charges and it would be very expensive. So I never forgot. I was an attention to detail Air Force type of guy. I never forgot to press the key guard. So I had that key guard set. However, when I pulled the phone out during that moment in time, I looked at it and it said calling. And that was impossible, because the key guard would have had to get hit for 4 seconds, lift it up, and then a 4-digit code would have had it and put in my code to unlock it. And it was calling, so it just freaked me out even more, and I was so scared. I looked over at him, and I pressed the power button twice real quick to end the call, and I looked over at him, and I just didn't know what to do or say. So once again, something told me to check. So I go to my phone, I go to recent dialed calls, and it said the last dialed call was 666. And it changed me. Obviously, it changed the way I thought that night. It freaked me out. I was so scared, and my friend just tried to tell me it was a coincidence, and I don't know how much of a coincidence that could have been with the fact I had that feeling come over me right before that. And me knowing everything I know now in my life, that was something that was not good going on. So my assumption is something, well, I want to know what you guys think, but I thought that something latched on to us or me when we were at that school, and the fact he was trying to introduce me into spirituality and everything else might have been a beacon too or whatnot. But either way, it wasn't good, because that feeling overcame me, and then that happened. And I guess it isn't impossible that that could happen. You know, I could have leaned on something for 4 seconds and then hit 666 and hit send all in my pocket somehow, but I really highly doubt that would ever happen. Not to mention the feeling came over me that I was going to die almost before I even knew that. So that's the part that's unexplainable. I want to know what you guys think. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. You guys have an awesome show and finally got a good story out. The last two times I messed up. Thanks.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.